Yeah, I thought, you know, 150 for one they were at lunch on the first day, to get ourselves in a position where we could win the match today was a fantastic effort from our team, but sadly we failed to carry that out today, so that was a disappointment.
Yeah, but 247, it was always going to be difficult, wasn't it? But and you'd actually had a good start this morning.
Yeah, I think, you know, at 57 for naught, going really well, chasing that score. And then 60 for three with, you know, two decisions that our best two players, in a sense of experience, in Daryl Mitchell and Alex Kidman. But I suppose I'm not allowed to talk about the LBWs anyway, so I won't comment on it.
But clearly you didn't agree with them.
Oh, look, you know, I mean, this, you know, umpires have to make decisions, but like I say, it's wrong that I should comment, so I'm not going to make any comment.
Okay. Our context of the game, very similar to the Yorkshire match, and you were competitive all the way through, and then perhaps an hour's cricket maybe cost you the game.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I just suggested, it, you know, there were parts of they got back in the game today, so and that hurt us. But you know, it was something that we're going to have to address, because, you know, we lost quite a clutter of wickets there today, and we can't afford to do that. And that's something, you know, they're a young, inexperienced side that are learning all the time. But those are the sort of experiences that take a bit of time to get over and learn from. But it's something we'll definitely have to address.
Yeah, and the good thing is most of your batsmen have had a decent bat now. Bowlers all have taken a few wickets apiece. So, you know, the all-round performance is... you've lost two games, but the all-round performance hasn't been that bad.
No, we've been very competitive in the two games, but you know, when you're playing tough cricket, you wait for opportunities to arrive and then you take them, and that's sadly what we haven't done.
You've got a week with no cricket next week. What are you going to do?
There's the second team, 2 days of T20 cricket, so a lot of this squad will still be involved in some T20 matches going forward. So it's a good opportunity before the T20s start to play some of that format of cricket and get some practice in.
No news on Syed Ajmal, I suppose. Only reading today that Pakistan authorities are complaining about him playing test cricket, but you haven't heard anything about that, so no chance of getting him any earlier.
No, that's news to me. I'd heard that he wasn't playing in this present game. I think Mohammad Hafeez has come back into the side. He's been cleared with an action and he's back playing now, so I've no news at all for you at all about Syed.